joined by The Guardian's Luke Harding, who is in Zawiya at the oil refinery. What's the situation there, Luke?
The situation is that the oil refinery is in rebel hands. So I'm standing in it, looking at the Mediterranean in front of me, a kind of shimmering as a whole load of gasoline and naphtha cylinders. A lot of excited rebels here. They took the refinery yesterday after a five-hour firefight, and they say that a couple of Gaddafi people were killed. A few others tried to flee by sea, and they say that then taken out by a NATO airstrike. I mean, I can't confirm that, but what's absolutely is that this oil refinery, which is the largest in Libya, and absolutely a kind of, you know, significant to a post-Gaddafi Libya future, is in rebel hands. I've just been talking to a couple of operators here who say that it hasn't been working for the last 2 to 3 days, but they say they can get it up and running again. And they also said that they're currently shutting off the valve which feeds gasoline to Libya, which is another blow to the regime. So I think this is kind of the jewel in the crown for the rebels, really. That they haven't taken all of Zawiya. I passed that about half an hour ago. I mean, they're still very much in the south, encamped by a flyover, but they now have this strategic road between Tunisia and the border. Interestingly, they have the oil refinery. The kind of Gaddafi empire, if you like, is shrinking. It's getting smaller and smaller, and I think Tripoli is more and more besieged.
And this must give them a huge boost.
Yeah, they're pretty jubilant. I mean, actually, they're not saying they're going to be in Tripoli tomorrow, because it's, I mean, there was a whoomph of a mortar a couple of minutes ago, and clearly, you know, the Gaddafi forces are just down the road. But they are retreating. They seem to be making, you know, pretty major advances with a relatively low loss of life. They said they lost one fighter in the fight for the refinery yesterday. One of their fighters died. They also said that the two guys from the Gaddafi side who were killed were both African mercenaries. One has to wonder, you know, when the end game is. I just don't know, but this coastal road is definitively, you know, where I am under rebel control. Anyway, I think the operators, I was saying, that they want foreign investment, that this is going to be crucial to Libya's future.
And there was talk the other day of sort of reaching Tripoli before the end of Ramadan of this month. I suppose it makes it more likely, but is that really plausible?
I think probably not. I mean, I think you can get into a bit of a sort of silly predictive guessing game about what will happen, but what we can definitely say is the rebels have made you know, pretty stunning advances since the weekend. I mean, I've now driven from Zintan in the Western Mountains and the sort of rebel stronghold all the way to the Mediterranean coast. I'm looking at the Mediterranean now, I can see a sort of seagull. And that's a drive of some 3 or 4 hours. So, I mean, there's a large swathe of territory now which is out of the sort of Gaddafi regime's grip. I don't really think they can recapture it, because the rebels are obviously in camp. They set up checkpoints, and the momentum is with them, morale is with them.
Thanks very much, Luke.
Okay, cheers, Ryan. Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers.